I think I'm gonna pour up a glass of whiskey.
Pour yourself a glass, Mike.
Yeah, I just pour myself some Eagle.
Yeah, I'm drinking wine.
Damn, should I pour myself a glass of fucking whiskey? One second.
Ask Sophia if that's okay first, Pete.
Oh shit.
I mean, that's just not. It's like not even funny because it doesn't have any relevance to real life. Babe, is it okay if I pour a glass of whiskey?
I'm about to get canceled by all 12 listeners.
Mitch, our listeners in Germany will love it.
Probably. Less.
So Taylor was asking before I hopped on. She goes, "Who listens to it?" And I was like, "Actually, we get some people outside the pod. Is that our demographic chart? Is Germany?"
Yeah, there was a big. I was looking at it before. Let me. I have a picture. Let me take a look. Take a quick look for you before we get started here.
9%. Pakistan.
We did have Pakistan. Oh, here I got.
I don't know if I'm comfortable with Pakistanians hearing my voice.
All right. So United States is 89%. Germany
is that fucked up?
Germany is our second biggest listener base. 9%.
9%.
9%. How many listeners do we got total?
But not a lot.
I was gonna say 9%. That might actually be a pretty decent number.
I mean, it's like 9% of like we probably have total number of listens like a couple hundred over all the pods. So we got like 20 or 30 German listens.
Yeah, over 5 years.
Do we have some subscribers over there? Like, come on.
I hope so. I haven't checked. This is available on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, wherever you can get your podcasts. Everyone subscribe and leave a review.
Yeah, 5-star reviews. They go a long way.
Just wait for the ads.
When are we going to kick off soon?
Yep, whenever you're ready, Mitch.
I was just going to say, I would like to use these 2 seconds to state that we should definitely do Dynasty next year.
We should. I've been preaching this for a long time.
Yeah, I'm just using my 2 minutes of fame to say that because we should get past this.
Agreed wholeheartedly. I think for some reason Mikey's anti-dynasty. I don't know why.
I don't think he understands what it is. That's the reason.
I would be willing to do a dynasty, but I don't want to like get rid of this
league. Yeah, maybe we do two.
I don't know about that.
That becomes a lot of fantasy.
Think about all the listeners we could get, Frankie, if we did a dynasty pod.
God, that's like a full fucking commitment, I feel like.
It's honestly less of a commitment because after you have your team, you're just drafting rookies every year, and then you can make like good trades and shit, you know?
I'm that honestly off the keeper league, too.
I'm with that.
I don't know. I think I will say right now, if we do a separate dynasty league, 99% of my efforts will be in the dynasty league.
Yeah.
Well, how are you in other leagues, Frank?
I'm in two other leagues.
Frank's in another league with me.
So why you want this league too? You know, let's just make it dynasty.
The history of the league, I think.
This is just like, it's just like emotional, dude.
Can we just do like a rebirth though?
Right. It's all dynasty. Just.
I mean, I don't know. Just dynasties. You're gonna have to put together a PowerPoint and fucking persuade.
I guess.
Me. I don't know.
I guess I just realized this, but what do you guys think? This is our 10th year of doing it. 11th year.
We started approaching in high school.
Yeah, we're approaching our quinceañera year. Like maybe that. This is just when the pod becomes an adult.
It just rebirths. Listen, I will put together a PowerPoint on why we should have a dynasty league. I'm not below that.
Say quinceañera.
Yeah. Is that the right?
If you do dynasty, how many people are we going to lose from the league?
Sounds like just Mike.
I'd be okay to lose a few, if we're going to be honest.
Make sure you cut that out.
No, nope, staying in.
Who are you talking about, Mitch?
Cormac, especially, because that dude doesn't accept any trades.
I don't think he listens. Does he listen? That's
no, he definitely does not listen.
No, he listens in the cruiser.
Yeah.
that's what he does. He's got somebody in the back. Listen, he has some an extra listener.
They're like, "Yo, man, what the fuck is this
podcast?"
Yeah. It's like it's like how they torture people by making them listen to one song over and over again.
Cormac, shut up.
he makes the people he detains listen to a full episode of the pod. Hello and welcome, Keeping Up with the Commissioners podcast, week 3. We're already deep into it. I don't really know if I can have the heart to keep watching football this year, but for you guys, I'm going to keep going. So with that, we'll go to our guest for today, Mitch. Mitchell, how are you feeling, buddy?
I'm feeling good. Thank you very much for having me on.
Happy to have you. It's always fuck Mitch, except when you're on the podcast. So It's always love, Mitch, today.
Appreciate that. Appreciate that.
Right.
Mike, how you feeling, bud?
Feeling really good. Eating some chicken tenders right now and having some whiskey. That's an adult evening.
There's nothing better. Also, I would like to note, Mike was not on the pod last week due to a clerical error. It was his fault because he left the commissioner's office group chat. So his fault, but it was a clerical error. He was available to be on, but that's, I just want that to be known.
I still got my picks in, though.
He got the picks in. Good work. And we got Frank. How's it going, Frank? Have you been on yet this year? Yes, the first
one. Yeah, I was on the first one. Unfortunately, could not be on last week. Regardless, went 6-0 in picks. I don't have a whiskey in my hands. I was contemplating if I should pour it or if I should come on, but then I would have been a little bit late to the podcast, so I'll pour it before the game.
Pour it now.
Pour it now.
I don't want to get up off the couch right now.
Fair. So, Frank, two out of three so far. That's pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, that's I think that's probably as many as I was on last year, so we're heading in the right direction.
Yeah, yes, you are, until baby number two.
Yeah, watch out.
Oh, shit.
Oh, goddamn.
No, it won't be this football season.
He's like, babe, we got to wait until after football season.
It's very strategic on how we time this, okay?
Well, it's commitment to the podcast. You just can't be off the podcast.
Exactly.
I love the dedication. All right, so let's roll into the records.
Oh, what about Drew?
Yeah, you going to ask me how I'm doing, bud?
I don't give a fuck how you're doing. Sorry, we don't usually have a full five some. This is tough for me to host. Drew, how you doing?
You know how I know it's week three? Because I'm 2-0. I'm ready to go against Mitchie.
I think this is Drew's first ever 2-0 start. Let's give him a quick round of applause.
Woo! Congrats, Drew.
Was I the only one that clapped?
I clapped a little bit. Golf clap.
I give you a little snap.
Thanks, Frank.
It's pretty good.
I tap my index fingers together.
Thanks, boys.
All right, so getting into the picks record, Frank was correct. He went 6-0 last week. That puts him at 9-3 on the year. Mike went 5-1, which dropped him down tied with Frank, 9-3. Mike was in first place after week two. I am 8-4, and Drew is bringing up the rear as usual at 7-5. So Drew and I discussed today what we should do for which one of the commissioner's office wins the yearly picks, and we decided – for all members at Great Horse, the person who wins gets an all-expenses-paid dinner there by the other three. Buy whatever you want. Mike and Frank, what do you think?
Sounds
I love that.
Sounds good to me.
And that's not the guest picks. That's the front office picks. You know, guest picks will figure something else out. Maybe a dinner at McDonald's or something. That's for the front office picks.
Front office only.
I like it.
And speaking of the guest picks, Jesse went 4-2 last week. So, Mitch, you got a big week ahead of you. To stay on par. You feel up to it?
Oh
yeah, I listened to Jesse and he sounded like he just came straight from the womb. So I can't do 4-2.
That was an exhilarating podcast.
Like that. Yeah.
I will say I feel the picks are always best when you think about it the least. So almost had an advantage because he did not have a lot going on in his brain after the night yet previously. So
that was brutal.
But on that on that note, what the fuck is up with Jesse just randomly calling me out in the chat? I don't know what's going on there.
Yeah, there's a lot of hate toward Mitch, and I don't know what perpetuates.
Where did that stem from? It's crazy.
I have no idea. I'm down for the cause, though. I guess it's all going to be coming to a head in a few weeks when my Arizona Wildcats knock the fuck out of Dion's Colorado Buffs. So after that happens, you know, then he's probably going to be looking at his wounds. But until then, he can randomly call me out. It is what it is.
How confident do you feel about that?
High road.
I feel very, very confident.
All right.
Is that your bet?
I mean,
that your bet?
That's in a few weeks.
It's a few weeks.
All right. Let's roll into him. We're going to go right into the game. Speaking of Mr. Jeffers, he is playing you this week. We're both 1-1. Both got wins last week. I have some heavy lineup changes. Justin Fields is out. He's not cut yet. I'm considering. Jordan Love is in. I don't love it. You know, to be frank, I don't love in this instance. But because I did that, he's playing the Saints. I got rid of the Saints defense. Went with the Chiefs against Chicago. I'm all out on Chicago, apparently. DJ Moore also out of my roster. Regardless, unfortunately for Jesse, I'm going to beat him bad this week. Derrick Henry against the Cleveland Browns defense. Bad team, great defense. maybe defense wins games. We'll see what happens this week. Don't want to talk about it. But Derrick Henry's not going to do anything this week. James Conner against Dallas, impossible matchup. I just don't like his team as much this week. I think he's got a fine team, but I'm going to take this one. Mark myself down for that. Let's go right into the guest, Mitch. What do you think about this matchup?
Yeah, I realize I just talked shit about him, but I'm going to pick Jesse.
Expected.
I will say, yeah, I will, and it has nothing to do against UB. I will say that just on paper, Jesse's team actually looks pretty solid. I think Deshaun's a fraud. He can go fuck himself and hopefully tear his ACL. But I think the rest of his team is pretty stacked. So I'll go Jesse.
Am I able to kick someone off this recording? Does that work like that?
I mean, listen, hey, if you, you know, coerce women into giving you, you know, handies as a massage, then yeah, you deserve to get your ACL blown out.
I mean, there's at least one person on this podcast who does the rub and tug
at a fucking massage.
Man. I would pay them and I would make sure they're okay with it.
You think those women weren't taken care of?
I just got to look so bad for my girlfriend. I take that back.
you think those women weren't taken care of, Mitch?
No further comments. No further comments.
All right. Frank, what do you think on this one?
So I think this one's going to be a close matchup this week. I like your team, Brendan. I don't know about getting rid of Fields this, this early in the year. I get it. You got to bench
him. He's on my team.
I know. Yeah. I know you got to bench him. It is what it is. Maybe he'll learn from this. I don't love Najee Harris. Sucks.
Horrible.
Merely because Jesse's starting him, I'm gonna go with the commissioner's Cox.
He's the worst running back in the league.
It's very bad.
Yeah, their whole offense is despicable. Drew, what do you think?
Yeah, Najee sucked last year. He sucks this year.
Mm-hmm.
I do think there's going to be a really close game, but I'm looking for the commissioner's cock and top two running backs, McCaffrey and Etienne, to take him with the win. Give him the win.
All right. Mike, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, Jesse beat me in a surprisingly close game last week, even though my stack didn't show up, but that was last week. I think the big matchup for this game is going to be tonight with CMC and Debo. Mm-hmm. No Ayuk. CMC is probably going to pop either way. Butch, I really like your team this week. Nino Collins from the Texans. We'll see if he can have another big week like last week. But I'm fading Jesse this week. I'm going with Commissioner Coxman on this one.
Love it. I will say Nico Collins is the only pass catcher that they have on their team. So great analysis.
Thank you.
I'd like to add in, I have a big parlay on McCaffrey tonight.
Let's go.
Ooh. I saw that, Frank. Wow.
I've been smashing some bets lately. I don't know.
Did you have a pick of the week? Do you have a pick of the week for later?
No, that'll be on the spot.
Okay.
Can I add something? I know that we've never done this in the past, but I was thinking about it the other day. It doesn't need to be this week. It would be cool if, like, whomever set over-unders on the games. Mm. I think that would be a little fun little
hey. On the fantasy matchups.
Yeah. I think because, like, this one, I definitely see this going over probably 215. That would be my number.
Mitch? You just got yourself a job in the commissioner's office, buddy.
Oh, we're adding another one.
You're the handicapper, so you just maybe made yourself more work than you wanted. But that's a great idea. Any comments?
No, my girlfriend's still kind of pissed at me. It's not going to be well.
Okay, so will you be the handicapper or will you not? At least on this pod, you can be the handicapper.
Yeah, I'll be the handicapper.
All right, I'm going to write that down. You have it over 215, over under line at 215.
Yep.
Okay. 215. All right. I love that. All right. Next matchup, we have CD's Nuts, Frank, a juggernaut this year, unfortunately, versus the Autonomatux. Sean, I feel for you, buddy. I don't know what hurts worse, losing Nick Chubb from your fantasy team or losing him from your real team. Just kidding. I know what's worse, and it's my situation. Sucks for your team. Sucks for my mental well-being. Frankie's team is disgusting, and they're going to keep being disgusting. Is Breece Hall playing? It looks like yes.
He was out. He was limited participant Thursday, so probably.
Yeah, he's playing.
He's going to play. They're just giving that knee some rest.
Yeah, I mean, Tyreek is going to score a billion points every week. Hurts should get some good running rushing this week. Cowboys defense, they did lose Trayvon Diggs, but I think they're playing the Cardinals, so let's not get ahead of ourselves. Yeah, I think this is going to be – honestly, a relatively close game. Like, Sean's team, despite the loss of Chubb, is not bad. But I'm going to go with Frank this week. Drew, what do you think?
I think Sean's team looks bad. And I know I made the daddy comment last week, but it's been a week. We get it. You had a baby. I'm happy for you. But this week I'm taking Frank 110 to Sean's 80.
Oh, all right. Mike?
Yeah, Frank's team looks really, really good. I said it last the first week. I really like Frank's team. I think this is going to come down to a battle of the wide receivers. Scary Terry and Gabe versus Tyreek and CD. I think Frank comes out on top of that. I think this is – I agree with Drew. It's going to be a blowout. I think Frank was one big.
All right. I don't think Sean's team is bad. I think Mostert is a good running back. Moss got a lot of carries. Lamar's going to be Lamar. Gabe Davis, although Gabe Davis did have a big week last week, so he's not going to have another big week for a few weeks. I don't think Sean's team is bad at all. I think it's fine. I just think
Frank's team is Sean's team is bad. I just think Frank's team is elite.
All right. Get off the man's Johnson, bro. Jeez.
We all saying it.
All right, Mitch, what do you think?
I've been playing this in my head a little bit. I wonder if I traded Mark Andrews, Gus Edwards, and Baltimore Ravens D to Sean, if he would actually start all of them, and he would literally assemble the Baltimore Ravens on his fantasy team.
Yep.
Frank, you beat me last week. I really have no shot there, but I like Sean's team this week. Weirdly enough, and this is nothing against you, Frank, I think Tyreek's going to have an off week, tough matchup in Denver. CD Lamb, I don't even know who plays corner at Arizona, but I weirdly think that they're going to come out firing. And then Mike Evans playing a tough Philly D. It's a tough matchup week, and weirdly enough, I think Kelsey's going to pop, Drake London's going to pop, and I like Sean.
Mitch, real quick, Tyreek Hill assaulted a woman. Do you hope he tears his ACL this week?
Yeah, or just getting handies.
Mixon, too. Yeah. What about Joe Mixon?
No, yeah, I mean, well, the Mixon one, the Mixon one was, I think, back in college, if I remember. He went to Oklahoma. Yeah, that was correct. A little more of a weirdo state. But I will say the Tyreek Hill one, yeah, I think he's an absolute scumbag for sure.
Okay. Just not just Deshaun, but... What do you think is worse, a little massage extracurriculars or punching a woman in the face?
A little massage extracurriculars does not add up to 25 women coming up front.
When they're getting paid out, brother.
All right. I mean, this is going to end up being another pod. But, I'm going Sean's team.
All right. Who didn't go? Frank, tell us why you're going to win.
Yeah, so I feel like there's really not much analysis needed here. I did not agree with Mitch pretty much about anything he said.
All right.
I will say this is a little league matchup of the dads. So you got the young buck.
Yeah,
I got to teach him some lessons. So I think this is going to be a whomping. That's it.
All right.
So I just before I move on, I will say, Frank, I agree with you in the fact that there's going to be a lot of points scored because dads love points. So I would put this over under at 239.5.
Okay, wow. 239.5. Putting that down right
now. Smash the over, folks.
Wow, it's a big game.
That's a big over.
All right, next matchup, we have the Waddle Rockets, Ryan 2-0. Versus Big Mike Loves is the gambler. Ryan's team looks really sturdy right now. Mike took a little loss last week. We got a couple questionables for Ryan's receivers, St. Brown and Waddle. Let me take a little look into that. St. Brown's going to play. Concussion. St. Brown's going to play. Waddle's a concussion?
Yeah.
Wasn't at practice.
So he might not play.
Yep.
Interesting. Okay. And then for Mike, we have Aaron Jones. Is he playing?
He practiced today.
Okay, he's playing, and Cooper's going to play. All right, so that's good. So Mike's on a better health front. Waddle's a big loss to Ryan. He could insert Kendrick Bourne, who actually has been pretty good. I think Tua against Denver is a big matchup. Denver is horrible. This is tough for me. I don't really have an immediate pick, but I just kind of feel like everything's been going right for Ryan so far, and in this fantasy world, eventually you're going to take an L. And I think this is going to be a close one, but I'm going to go with Mike this week. off of just a gut feeling, really no analysis. So that's why you guys tune in for this. We'll go right over to Mitch. What do you think?
Fun little fact. I was at the Pats game on Monday or Sunday night, and sitting a few rows back to me was Tua's parents.
Nice family.
They seemed very nice. I'm about to kind of talk shit about them, but okay. They were like praying and like whatever after the game. And that's obviously like glad he got safe. But I will say, I just think there's a lot of fears around Tua. I think he's been really good the first 2 weeks. I think water always finds its level. And I'm just part of me thinks that he's going to keep it up. Part of me is not going my take about Frankie and Tyreek not doing well. And then with Jalen out this week, I think it's an uphill battle. Kyle Pitts continues to disappoint. I'm going to go Mikey this week, but I do think it's a close matchup. And obviously could hinge on just one or two matchups. So go on, Mikey.
Yeah, I honestly think the only thing that can stop Tua is another concussion. And he learned how to fall this offseason, boys. He knows how to fall now. So we should be good. I think when he's healthy last year and this year, he looks unbelievable in that offense. Maybe it's him. Maybe it's the offense. I don't know. But it's a tough matchup. All right. So next one, we'll go over to Drew. What do you think?
I do think this is going to be a close matchup, but Mikey's due for a good win. And I think Ryan, this is the week that he loses. I do think Swift's going to be better than A.J. Brown, and so I think Ryan might win the flex position. But I'm taking Mikey 95, Ryan 90 this week.
Okay, Frank, what do you think?
Yeah, so originally I want to add, I've moved to the kitchen, and I'm pouring some whiskey. This podcast is it gets long.
Bigger applause than my 2-0.
The podcast gets long when you got 5 guests, you know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
So I was gonna pick Mikey, but everybody else seems to be on Mikey, and I really do like Mikey's team this week. But I'm gonna go against the group here and go with the Waddle Rockets.
Gotcha. You know who should thank you for that is Mike, because if we all consensus pick Mikey, would have lost. Mikey, let's hear your analysis on the game and your thank you to Frankie.
Yeah, thanks, Frank. Yeah, this is a tough one. The injury bug is hitting both sides of the matchup for this. Waddle, Amon-Ra for Ryan. I don't know if Amon-Ra is going to play. Turf toe is a bitch.
Yeah, but if he practiced today.
Yeah, but that's turf toe. It's debatably worse than a concussion.
Believe him. He's had both.
Embrace the bait.
Jones and Amari for me. Amari's going to play. Jones, I don't know. But if Jones doesn't play, then I'll just put Rashad in there. Rashad had a good week last week. So this is going to be a close one. But my stack is going to come back to life this week. T-Law and Ridley are going to combine for a bunch of points. And I'll pull this out in a close game.
Love it. Yeah, the Jags, that was a weird game for them last week. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yep.
If Zay Jones could keep his feet in bounds, Trevor has 2 more tubs probably. So I don't know. Yeah, that was a weird one. All right. Next matchup. Big one for the pod here. We got 09, 2-0 for the first time in the history of the league. I'm just going to say that's true. Versus Mitch's bitches. Mitch, 0-2. Before we get into it, how do you feel about your team and how do you feel about turning it around?
Yeah, I'm disappointed, obviously. I've spoken with a number of people in the front office and not happy, but I do think it's a turnaround week. Tough first 2 matchups. So, yeah.
All right. So, that being said, I will dig into this game here. Drew, I'm going to steal it from you. I'm going to tell you he's doing the Atlanta Falcons backfield.
Stack. It's a stack.
The running back stack, Algier and Bijan. I mean, oddly enough, this year, that's probably not a horrible play. But really, it's – I really want to just
speak. What are we saying with that? That's crazy.
They both have done well, both games.
The running back stack. Look at week 1. They can't throw the ball. 45 points.
They can't throw the ball. I don't – listen, it wouldn't be my first choice, but he's got no other options. And I will say congrats to Drew for being 2-0 with both his first and second round pick not playing a snap so far.
That's fair.
My first round pick was Bijan.
Oh, so your second and your third round pick, neither of them played a snap. That's pretty impressive. That being said, I do think for Mitch, I think Purdy has a good game tonight. I think Gibbs probably continues to get more involved in the offense. They keep saying they're going to do it and they don't do it. Jamar Chase was hammering his fist on the table saying, I want deep balls. They're going to throw him a few. He'll probably catch at least one of them. Gus Edwards kind of power back for the Ravens. I really don't hate Mitch's team this week. I think he's got a pretty decent lineup. And Drew, you're not going to go 3-0. It's just this fantasy league, you're not going to do that. So Drew doesn't go 3-0. So I'm just being safe by picking Mitch here. Mike, what do you think?
Yeah. Wow. Drew is 2-0, and wow, Mitch is 0-2. Mm-hmm. That's crazy. I don't think I've seen that before. Drew's team is banged up. Take a look at his bench. Mm-hmm. That's why he's starting both Atlanta running backs. LOL. Not sure how that's going to work out for him. You know, I do like Mitch's team. Tonight will be big for him with Brock. I think Brock falls out. I'm a huge Brock Purdy fan. I don't think this is going to be close. I think Drew's team gets humbled here. Mitch's team finally shows up and gets him a dub for him to get back on track. I'm taking Mitch.
Love it. Drew, quick question for you. Do you, like, really feel that Rashad Penny is going to ever be active in a game?
Yeah, no, I'm going to drop him.
Okay, I just genuinely wondering.
I just want an Eagles player on there, man.
I mean, it's weird for me because Rashad Penny, when he's not hurt, averages like 5 yards a carry, but they just have like 7 running backs, so I guess tough break for him. All right, let's go to Frank.
Drew's team 2-0, huh? That's unheard of, some would say.
I'm not bad at fantasy.
You're right. You're not bad. You're fucking terrible.
Get fucked.
I do like Drew's team this week. I don't love Cortland Sutton. He's I feel like he's had a lot of hype the past couple years, but the guy just never comes through.
He's been hurt a lot.
Yeah, I think so.
Is that it, Frank?
Nope.
Oh, oh.
So, okay. Yeah. Back. So my phone was someone was calling me, so I think it might have.
That whiskey. Damn, the
he's already in.
Done. I'm done. I do like Mitch's team a lot this week. I think Chase gets going. Gibbs is going to be more involved. Montgomery's out. Cooks looked pretty good. I'm going to go with Mitch this week.
Love it. All right. Drew, we'll let you go, and then we'll let Mitch go last.
Wow. Just keep sleeping on me, guys. The Atlanta Falcons stack is back. I always intended on starting those two running backs. The 1-2 punch, thunder and lightning, is what I got going on there. And so, yeah, I just, you know, wait until week 5 when I got Jonathan Taylor and Cooper Kupp back. But at that point I'll be 5-0, 110-90 me.
Do you think Jonathan Taylor will be back?
He will be back. Maybe not for the Indianapolis Colts, but he'll be back.
Okay. Drew said some shit the other day in the office. He comes, he sits down in my spare chair in my office. He goes, Jonathan Taylor is coming back week 5. I was like, oh, he decided to sign a contract. Like, what's going on? Drew goes, yeah. I whip out my phone. No Jonathan Taylor.
It's just a hunch. All right, Mike, what do you think about this game?
I already went.
Oh, I didn't write it down. You picked Mitch?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yep. Too many people on the podcast. All right. Mitch, let's hear it.
Yeah, I'll just say this. I feel bad because a man's going to lose his job this week, and that's David Montgomery. If anyone's watched the first 2 weeks of the Lions, which is a weird thing to say, you see Jamar Gibbs has been getting opportunity and dude's electric. Montgomery's gotten a majority of the snaps. And Gibbs is just a different animal. I really think Gibbs goes off for 30, and it's not just because of he's on my team. I think he's kind of just been waiting to get unleashed. I think this is the week he does it. And I think Montgomery kind of becomes obsolete, you know, moving forward. So I think I win this. Respectfully, though, I think it's gonna be a tough match.
Oh, fucking humble guy here, huh?
No. But besides the Falcon stack, which honestly I'm now a little worried about, that's just gonna bite me in my ass. It's gonna be the most, embarrassing than ever. But no, I take myself. I actually agree with you. I think it's gonna be probably about a 110-115-95 game. But I take the win.
So over under at what, 200?
No, over under at 15.95. You got 210. Over under at 210.
Love it. All right. Next matchup, we have Team Smoot 0-2. Tough start for Smootie. versus Daddy Longlegs 1-1, both coming off losses last week. Alex has got Kittle going tonight. That'll be big for him. I really don't like Alex's running backs, A.J. Dillon and Clyde Edwards-Helaire. I just, these days, I don't think that's going to get done for you. He does have Austin Eckler probably out. That's why he's doing that. Let me see.
Is Eckler out?
He didn't practice again today. I think he's probably going to be out.
Yeah, they were saying on the pregame that Eckler's probably not going to play again this week.
That's massive. That being said, I also don't love Smoot's running backs, Pierce and Ramondre Stevenson. I think both these teams are middling teams, to be honest, right now. But I think it's going to come down to Patrick Mahomes versus Chicago versus Josh Allen versus Washington, who has a sneaky good defense. I think Patrick Mahomes kind of finally starts to figure out a little more this year. And obviously he's got Jay Jettis. I think Njoku scores a touchdown this week. I'm going to go with Smoothie to get off the schneid and get his first win of the season. Mike, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, Alex's wide receivers are banged up. Is Jacoby Myers or DK playing this week?
I would imagine. Let me check.
I know DK.
Oh, Myers probably not.
Myers had a concussion,
Myers, I don't
right?
think DK's playing either. He's got a bad rib injury.
I mean, Myers got knocked the fuck out.
Yeah. So
in week one. Alex, well, he might be back.
Huh?
Maybe he's going to be back. It doesn't say anything. I have no updates.
Yeah, well, I mean, Alex has no backup wide receivers. Oh, I guess he's got just Jahan Dotson and Michael Pittman, but they both stink anyways. Not sure how Smoot's team is 0-2. I really like Smoot's team. I think it's a good team. Patty Mahomes, Devontae Smith, Jettas. Don't appreciate the Ramondre Stevenson hate, Butch, but
it's not hate. I just don't think he's great this year. He was great last year.
He'll be good. I like Smoot here to get his first win. Like I said, I don't know how Smoot's 0-2. Smoothie's going to get this dub.
All right, Frank, what do you think?
Yeah, I also don't understand how Smoot is 0-2. He's got a very nice-looking team, and just glancing at these teams, Alex's team does not look good on paper. The only problem with Smoot's team, Damian Pierce, that offensive line, I mean, that's
bad.
They're terrible.
It's really bad.
They're terrible.
It's really bad.
Mm-hmm. Aside from that, though, I like the rest of his team. Devontae Smith has been popping off this year. I'm going to take Smoot in this one.
Every time Red Zone cut over to the Texans game on Sunday, it was just C.J. Stroud getting sacked for like a 15-yard loss. Like every time they went over.
And he's been doing pretty good, too, at least throwing the ball.
He looks like the best rookie, honestly, if they could just protect him. And then they would cut over to the Bears, my Justin Fields. He would drop back in the pocket, stand there dead still for 8 seconds. And then when it's too late, be like, oh, I should probably run, and then get sacked. So that's why he's dead to me this week, at least. All right, moving on. Drew, what do you think about this game?
I think Dalton Schmuder is going to find a nut and get a nut this week and go 1-2 next week. Also, did Christian McCaffrey always have a tattoo? He always had arm tattoos?
He's got a tat?
Yeah, I think he just got him.
I think I thought he was clean.
He's got tattoos. Watch the game. He's got
like a lot of tattoos?
Nah, but tattoos.
I'm in my office, so I'm not watching it. I'm going to have to see that.
Pop it on. Mm-hmm.
I didn't see any tats, Drew. I don't know if I'm blind or what, but.
Oh, yeah. Smoother, 120. Okay. Alex, 80.
I love it. Mitch, what do you think?
Yeah, I think it's an interesting matchup. I hear what you guys are saying about Smoot's team, but what the fuck is going on with David Njoku's picture? He looks like, he should be signing into DMs of some NFL players rather than being the guy.
Mitch, put some respect on his name. He's a legitimate Nigerian. He's a legitimate chief of a tribe.
Okay, well, it just looks ridiculous.
He's a literal chief. He
should be in that movie, Alien versus Predator.
I mean, George Kittle fits that as well, so I can't talk shit. But no, I think it's honestly a really interesting
wait, George
matchup.
Kittle's picture is way worse.
Bro. Yeah, yeah. George Kittle's bad too.
Holy shit.
So I guess this just goes
Alien versus Predator more.
This just goes to show like how much I don't like the Chiefs. But I also think like the Chiefs offense hasn't been there. I think something's actually wrong with it. I think Pat Mahomes continues to struggle. I do think this is going to my Pats fandom. Ramondre Stevenson goes absolutely bonkers this week and ends up winning Smoot the matchup. So I'll go Smoot. To be honest, I don't have a great read on the over-under here. I think it's actually getting pretty low. I'll say 205.5.
Okay, 1 second. 205.5. Nice. All right. I will say the Chiefs started off like this last year too, so it's just
I get that, but I don't see the same firepower. That line is not as good. That's the biggest thing for me.
I was I heard today, like, if you look at the quarterback ratings in the league right now, all the big name guys are low on the list. Mahomes, Allen, Herbert, Burrow. It's been a weird start. Like, the top 10 quarterbacks in quarterback rating are like fucking Purdy, like a bunch of guys that we would not list. I mean, Purdy's fine, but like, it's not the big name. So it's been a weird start to the season. I think that levels out. Probably, so I think that helps both these teams moving forward.
Zach Young's top 15.
Hey, he looks pretty fucking good. I don't know.
Hey, I mean, if you look at the stats, he's better than Mahomes and Allen and Burrow and Herbert. So,
and you know what they say?
I mean, Mac Jones is legitimately a better quarterback than Justin Herbert. That's not a crazy take.
That's the most insane take. What?
I won't disagree.
Why? What's he better?
What has Justin Herbert done that
Mac Jones has done?
I mean, Mac Jones has made a Pro Bowl in his first year. He had a defensive line coach. He had a defensive line coach as an offensive coordinator his second year.
Do you know how many Pro Bowls Herbert has probably made? Two or three. And his stats, he probably has three times the touchdowns, three times the yards.
A lot of
also, look at the people. Thank you, Frankie. Thank you.
He has a horrible coach, too. Herbert has one of the worst coaches in the league.
Yeah, he's on the hot seat. He's got to be on the hot seat.
Yeah, but he also has Kellen Moore as a
Kellen Moore, he's ass too. He was in Dallas last year.
I'm pretty sure Dallas has put up some of the most points in the past 2 years,
and been ass.
Or whatever.
Time will tell.
I do. Mac Jones better than Herbert is. That's listen.
I said they were the same quarterback. I said that they were the same quarterback.
No, you didn't. You said he's better.
That's not what you said, Mitch.
You said he's better.
Then he's better. He's better. I'm not afraid to say that.
Then he's better.
If tomorrow you had your choice of quarterbacks, you're picking Mac Jones over Justin Herbert to start for the Patriots.
I am Mac Boy.
It's a ride or die.
I don't know if I'd pick either, but yeah, I'm ride or die. I would say Mac Jones.
And you're saying that's an unbiased take.
That one's tough. But I will admit to the fact that, like, I really just don't think Justin Herbert gets way too much credit for what he's done.
Yeah, but I mean, he has the numbers and the Pro Bowls. Mac Jones has not done anything either.
I'm in. All right.
Has he? He was a Pro Bowl alternate.
I'm also not trying to keep people on this pod until 9:30 at night.
Let's get it going.
I mean, if you say Mac Jones is better than Justin Herbert, we got to talk about it. I'm not going to.
No, 1,000%. We can easily talk about it. We'll do it. We'll do round two a little bit later.
All right, we're on the last matchup, anyways. It's 8:25, boys. It's not midnight. We'll be okay. The last matchup, Phil Rolling Sox. Cormac got a big win last week, 1-1 versus Dak and the Ankle Breakers, Elijah. Elijah's 0-2. He has put up a shitload of points this year. Let me pull that number up. He's just had the bad luck. He has, not a shitload, but he has 205 points, which is better than 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 teams in the league. And he's 0-2. He just has by far the most points against, 272. So that's some bad luck. So I think his team is better than his record. Cormac was bad last year. His team this year, I don't love, I don't hate. Speaking of Justin Herbert for Elijah, he must be putting up decent numbers. Elijah's running backs, Pollard hasn't done that much this year, I feel like. I feel like the Cowboys games, they've just been winning so much because of their defense. They haven't had to do a lot. 21-16, pretty solid.
I'm sorry to cut you off, Kamish, but did you just say that because Elijah is starting Justin Herbert that he must be doing pretty well?
I'm saying Justin Herbert's numbers must be pretty good because Elijah has a lot of points. Yeah, he's the third ranked quarterback in fantasy.
All right.
Is that?
No, I thought you were using the fact that he's starting in Elijah's lineup as a fact that he was doing so well.
Oh, no. I'm just saying I'm saying Elijah's put up enough points that he must be doing pretty decent.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Elijah's put up a lot of points, but I think his team is fluky, man. I think Herbert's good. He's got Tutu Atwell, Christian Kirk, Pacheco. He's got a heavy boomer bust. Cormac's team, I think, is probably a little more sturdy. He's got some seasoned bets. He's got Devontae. He's got Keenan Allen. I'm going to go – it's going to be big for him tonight with Daniel Jones. But that being said, I'm still going to go Cormac, even though he's starting his quarterback against his defense. He just has a better team, I think, this week. Elijah's team's boomer bust. So I'm going to go Cormac. Let me write that down, and we'll toss it. Let's go over to Mitch.
This is gonna be a quick one. I just never think Elijah is gonna do well at fantasy, so I'm gonna pick Cormac. That photo is all time of Coach Rowland, so shout out.
It's unbelievable, yeah.
It's so good. Weird matchup though. Over under, I'm gonna say 190.
190. Let me write that down. Cormac. I mean, Cormac is starting his quarterback against his defense.
Yeah,
never that's a good sign. All right, Drew, what do you think?
Yeah, if I was to choose a quarterback for the Eagles, Justin Herbert or Jones, I would take Herbert. I'm also going to take Elijah in this matchup. I don't like the offense starting against the defense here. And I think that was my only thing to say. I do think, generally speaking, Cormac's team has a higher floor. And I agree with you, Brandon. Elijah's pretty boomer bust team. I'm looking for them both to do kind of shitty here. 80 Cormac, 85 Elijah this week.
All right. Mike, what do you think?
Yeah, Daniel Jones might die tonight.
He might.
He might die.
We all might.
Oh, we got a 49ers field goal, Drew.
Yeah, I saw. Yep.
Wow, you guys are very behind.
Yeah, I was just about to say.
I'm just looking at the fantasy feed. I'm not watching the game yet.
Okay. Yeah, Cormac's team's banged up. Ayuk, no Barkley. That's a tough one. Probably no Nacua either, or Miles Sanders. So
is Puka out?
He might be. He was not practicing again today.
Oh, wait a second. I have to change my shit. Is Miles Sanders out?
No, you said it. No change. No take backsies.
I'm fine with it.
Okay. With that being said, I think Elijah gets his first dub of the year this week.
All right, Mike's on Elijah. I will say if Sanders doesn't play, he can put Josh Kelly in for the Chargers because Eckler's probably out. So that's probably fine, honestly. All right. Who hasn't gotten Frank?
Yeah. Okay, so I'm running out of steam here. I'm thinking Cormac is going to take
– the whiskey's in.
Cormac's going to take this one. I don't think I ever touched on this, but did Elijah draft – Jordan Addison with the second pick.
It wasn't the second, but it was early.
Yeah. Even more egregious, he took Zeke in the sixth round.
That was an accident, apparently. But his
I just can't. No,
He took Addison early, and I was against it.
I just can't condone this. So I'm gonna go with Phil Rollins Sox.
Phil Rollins Sox, love it. All right, so that's we all went in this matchup. Yes, we did.
Yep.
All right, so quickly before Frankie falls asleep into his glass of whiskey, we're going to do gambling picks. I'm 2-0 on gambling picks this year, so do what you will with that information. My pick of the week this week is the Rams +3 versus the Bengals. Joe Burrow might not play, and if he does, they're not right. The Bengals are not right now. I think the Rams look pretty good. I feel pretty good about that bet, but that almost makes me think, what does Vegas know that I don't? I'm not overthinking it. Rams +3 versus Bengals. Mike, Drew, Frank, Mitch, any of you have a pick of the week?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go. Let's hear it.
Oregon, Colorado, over 70. Bo Nix is probably going to put up 65 points on Colorado this weekend.
All right, over 70 flat?
Yeah.
All right, Drew?
I like the over in the Tennessee Titans, Cleveland Browns game, 39.5.
The Browns have a top five defense.
Yeah.
That's insane.
They've allowed one touchdown in the season.
It's a low line.
What, 49.5?
39.
39.
Oh, I was going to say. Yeah, maybe. All right, Mitch or Frank, either of you?
Frank, you got one?
Yeah, so I'm just perusing here. I'm going to go – this one just catches my eye. Ravens -8 against the Colts. Ooh. I don't believe Anthony Richardson is playing.
Yeah, they got Minshew Mania.
Nah.
Yeah, that's true. I'm just going to go with it.
Just write it. Just write it out. Gut feeling. Mitch, let's see. What do you got?
Is it me?
Yeah, Mitch, you're the last one. Yeah.
I have not hit on anything NFL related this year, so I'm going to stick to college. The Bama under 55.5. It's kind of self-explanatory. And then I kind of previewed this in the earlier part of this conversation, but the man, that was a fucked up pick. I am taking Notre Dame moneyline against Ohio State Saturday night. They're wearing green. I know. They're wearing green, and I'm all for this game. I'm taking the bonus bet. I'm throwing a big dog on it. I might throw my entire account balance on it, and I know I'm going to wake up Sunday listening to this pod being like, Mitch, why did you do that? But, yeah, Notre Dame money line.
So that's also your new segment is, man, that was a fucked up pick?
Yeah.
Well, how many times have you woke up on Sunday saying that, Mitch?
Taylor's
new
no
segment
longer
presented by Mamitas.
I will say, to follow with that segment, Drew and I have one of those this week. Tonight, actually, it is shortest touchdown over under 1.5 yards. It is. We hammered the over 1.5 yards on the shortest touchdown tonight. So
there will not be a goal line touchdown. There's no Jalen Hurts on the field. There was a QB sneak earlier, but it's not going to happen on the goal line. Put your house on it.
What were those odds?
Plus 105.
I love those odds. That's so good. Yeah. Oh, my God.
We were deep in the process.
We also have a bet that it is both teams will not score a touchdown and a field goal tonight.
Wow, that's interesting. I'm on Elijah Mitchell over 28 and a half yards. I will say, I once again, before we sign off, it is a shame and an abomination that Goodell does not let the over punts prop be on Thursday Night Football anymore. They took that off, and Mikey and I know that that was the best money maker you could ever get.
That was a free money bet.
It was insane.
Is that off like all sports books?
Like I haven't been able to find it, Frank, in the last 3 years. And that's illegal and legal.
Also, everybody join our fucking gambling group. Frank, you joined it. Respect. Mitch,
fucking
get in there.
Hey, fucking respect, bro.
I'm gonna start riding
those soccer parlays, Frank. I see those are profitable.
Some of them.
Frank always dominates soccer betting, I feel like.
So a little Premier League action this weekend. Sunday morning, I'm looking at Chelsea, Aston Villa. Chelsea is favored minus 110, and they suck. So
Chelsea sucks.
Aston Villa's plus 290 to win.
Wow.
I think they win that game.
I'm putting in right now.
Aston Villa draw, no bet.
Yeah, that's safe.
I'm going plus 290 for the Dutch.
Plus 290.
Hungry dogs.
Sell Jimmy's new Xbox. Put it on the fucking bet.
All right, I think with that, boys, I think we're done. Great pod, five guys, great. Almost an hour.
Sorry, boys.
I love that. No, I love that.
It's great.
That sounds like one of my former Saturday nights.
Cormac's got an hour?
Well, five dudes, at least.
Definitely not almost an hour.
Cormac's got a convict sitting in the back of the car like, this is fucking over right now.
When is this shit going
to
end?
Listen to the fucking pod, buddy. He's driving around downtown Boston just tormenting this guy.
All right, boys. Great pod. Love you all. Good luck this week.
All right, love you guys. Peace.